The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I always had a private doctor. I didn't think I needed VA care. Then I learned VA is ranked above private care systems nearby and costs less. I'm getting the best care of my life with providers trained to treat veterans. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Hey everyone, we're taking the week off. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. In the meantime, please enjoy this all too timely re-release, our episode on QAnon.
You can also head over to our Patreon for some bonus content, like our all-new Wheel segment, and this month's minisode on Zozo, the Ouija board demon.
Thanks so much, and keep it creepy. The internet is home to a wide range of tales, fringe groups, and conspiracy theories, but one theory has become the centralized narrative to unite them all. It starts in Washington, D.C., and extends from Hollywood, around the globe, and even into space. Has a message board managed to get a straight line to the White House, or is this just another case of the internet gone wild? This week's episode is QAnon.
A bump in the night, your heart fills with dread. Probably a murderer who wants you dead. It could be a ghost, a demon, or worse. Perhaps you're the victim of a witch's curse. It's hopeless, you're doomed, you'd call a priest if you could. You'd rather just listen to who? Sinisterhood.
I'm gonna kill you.
You like conspiracy theories.
Dude, I love a good conspiracy theory.
This one I am assuming is even too much for you.
It feels like drinking from a fire hose.
It's a lot.
I told you it's like word salad where someone sounds like they're saying a sentence, but then and you're like, you're just using big words, but they don't go together.
Yeah, it's a... the more I read about it, the less I understood it.
Yeah.
It's, which I think is kind of the appeal to some, because that in itself is a rabbit hole. You just keep reading and reading and you fall right on down.
You gotta go deeper.
And I went pretty deep on this. There are, there's a lot of YouTube out there.
I feel like a lot of people have made this their YouTube career. And like, you know what? Wow. That's a gift that keeps on giving if this is your subject of YouTube. Like, you know,
it is the gift that keeps on giving, because there's no shortage of conspiracies to throw in it. It just keeps going and going.
Everything is connected. And also, it's an anonymous creator. So really, like, anybody can be creating this stuff. So if there's not something out there, then
there's
maybe
the crux of social media.
The problem with an anonymous posting.
Mm-hmm.
So have you ever like thought, well, I was going to say, have you ever thought of a, like believed a conspiracy theory and then later came to and been like, yeah, I don't know. I don't think that was like, I don't really
give
believe
me some
that.
Examples.
I was thinking like a
because
lot.
Because here's why I say that. Sometimes what one person thinks is a conspiracy theory, to the other, it's just the truth.
It's just a thing that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe with like, well, I mean, I guess like.
I do think we landed on the moon.
Yes.
I.
Did you ever believe that we didn't?
No, I've okay, never thought good. That we didn't do that.
Or like a J, like, did you have a different feeling about JFK before we researched
it? I've always thought the government
it?
Was involved in
okay,
that.
Okay, that's good. And then we
which
researched
I guess
it.
Is a conspiracy theory.
But then we researched it and the government was involved.
Yeah, but to me, that's a good question as to what is the definition of a conspiracy theory,
mm-hmm.
not the mainstream media's take on it. Now I just sound like a conspiracy
theory. Mainstream media.
Just sound like Alex Jones over here. That's true. I don't bind anything that nut job says.
That guy. You mean all the weird pills that he sells you?
Oh, wow.
Who wouldn't want to buy a medicine to heal you from a person who looks like they're suffering from like 38 different diseases? Yeah.
Take your own pills, buddy. Practice what you preach.
It's good for your brain.
Or if you are, then stop selling those because we are all knocking on death's door.
Someone's going to sue you.
I will say, I probably the most extreme conspiracy theory I could buy into is 9/11.
Oh, that it was like an inside job?
I'm telling you, after I saw Loose Change, I was like, this makes sense.
Having now read The Only Plane in the Sky, I want to watch Loose Change and see if I can.
Have you not seen it?
Mm-mm.
It's very, I haven't seen it in years, but I mean, it's Michael Moore. He's very extreme.
And very, he's like convincing.
Yeah, I mean, but they present a lot of very convincing and, if it's true, scientific evidence that would lead one to believe that something else was going on.
Wow.
Watch it. Let me know what you think. But I also haven't done enough research to fully say I think this or that.
Interesting.
Yeah. What about you?
I think that the JFK thing, I was sort of believed for a long time as a kid, like, oh, it was probably just what they said it was. But then
Lee Harvey Oswald?
Yeah, but then my mom would always be like, I think LBJ knew something to do with it. Like, she was always like, LBJ had something to do with it. He knew. And then when we did our research, I went the opposite way where I'm like, no, it's fully the government.
Yeah. I agree with that.
I like a good story, though. The problem with this QAnon thing is it's not a good story. Like, it's so muddled that it's not a clear, like, the JFK
thing. It's non-coherent.
Thing, yeah, the JFK thing makes sense because you'll say, like, oh, it's the military-industrial complex. They had this guy in power who wanted to stop a war, and it was going to cost them money, and therefore they, like, assassinated him in order to continue this war. That fully, I mean, there's at least, like, clear motives.
It's you can
like,
give an elevator pitch on that conspiracy theory. The other day I was talking to Tommy, I go, if you asked me to explain this in a few sentences, I don't know that I could. And then when you watch interviews of people that believe this, and the interviewer will say, well, what is the evidence you have to prove this? They just stare at you blankly. Like, there's not any.
No. And it's hard because I think a lot of them, and we'll get into, like, the more devastating effects of it, but it's a way to make yourself feel informed, even though you're not being informed on legit information.
And a sort of vigilante.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're participating. You're part of this movement that's going to save the world.
And everyone wants to be a part of something.
Yeah.
Well, I'm Christy.
I'm Heather.
And this week's episode is all about the very extreme, often confusing, always bizarre QAnon.
Conspiracy theory slash online movement, I guess.
I suppose it could be considered an online movement.
And now it's a real life movement, too, because people are walking around with hats and t-shirts and signs.
Well, let's get into it. QAnon has been described by Vice as an
unintelligible conspiracy theory.
According to The Guardian,
the theory is generally pro-Trump and anti-deep state, but it is not exactly coherent. And like many conspiracy theories, it's flexible enough to adapt to any new developments that might disprove it.
The deep state is an alleged cabal of Democratic elected officials and Hollywood celebrities who run the country and the media. Subscribers to QAnon believe that Trump became president in order to stop the deep state from global domination.
We've already moved into like Illuminati language.
Yes. Yeah.
There's a lot of
crossover. What are your thoughts on the deep state?
So I think that whenever you talk about there's like not a new world order, but there's like a cabal of people that are in charge. I think that it's true in the meaning of they have enough money that they can move the wheels of power.
Sure.
But I don't think that there's like an evil meeting. What is it on the Ambiguously Gay Duo where they had villains would meet up? I don't think it's like that where they have, you know, secret meetings.
You don't think they're all headed to Bohemian Grove?
They go to this estate. Although, I mean, you have stuff that really does happen, like the G8 summit and things like that. Mm-hmm. And where they go to...
And Bohemian Grove is a real thing.
Yeah, and they go to...
We got to do an episode on Bohemian Grove. Talk about a rabbit hole.
And we're going to reveal it all.
Whew.
But I think if enough people, you know, if these people have enough money, they probably can, see in theory, buy a politician and have them do whatever they want.
Absolutely. I'm not going to say there's not a deep state type of situation going on. I mean, isn't that just kind of an extreme way of describing democracy?
Yeah, I mean, it's just he who has the president makes the rules.
The president is in charge. Well, really not, but, you know, he's a figurehead, and the people around him, or hopefully her, come 2020.
You know what? Fingers crossed.
Well, QAnon, which started as a series of posts on the 4chan and 8chan websites and eventually spread to YouTube, has now been identified as a domestic terror threat by the FBI. 4chan is no stranger to controversy. The longstanding internet message board that allows users to make anonymous posts has been home to hate speech, racism, misogyny, pornography, and posts by a murderer after committing his crimes. 8chan may not be any better. Its creator recently asked for it to be shut down after it had been linked to multiple mass shootings as a place for the shooters to post their manifestos, including shootings in El Paso, Texas, Christchurch, New Zealand, and Poway, California.
So, yeah, these are the... It's not quite the deep web, but it's definitely the... There's no policing.
If you want to see the worst humanity has to offer...
Go to 4chan.
Check out 4chan.
Yeah.
I have never been to their website.
Oh, no, wait. I used to...
That stuff... I don't want to stumble upon something I can't unsee.
When I was younger, I used to be scared to go to it because I was like, they're going to hack me.
I'm not scared of getting hacked. I'm scared of seeing something grotesque or upsetting that I can't unsee.
There's a subreddit where they take the funniest, best parts of 4chan and like... edit it down.
So
you can see, you can get the jokes and the memes from it, but you don't have to see the horrible.
Tommy has been on both.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's just,
he's all over the internet.
No, Tommy's Tommy knows where Tommy goes.
That's very true.
But yeah, this is the guy that created 8chan though is very insistent that it's a completely free media, like you can post anything you want. We're not here to tell you what to do. Well, then you get mass shooters and posting their manifestos, or like, hey guys, check the news in XYZ city in the next 2 hours, and they go and commit a crime and it's that person. That's what happened on 4chan. Someone said, hey, just FYI, it's harder to strangle a body with your it's harder to strangle somebody with your hands than you would think. Check out this picture. And it was like partial crime scene photo, and he was like, check the news in whatever city, and then the guy got arrested.
Yeah. Do these people not know that the government can trace shit back to where you post from? Just because your post is anonymous doesn't mean that the...
Your, like, IP isn't.
Yes.
But I think that's not how they found him. I think they found him through good old... It was like, unfortunately, a domestic
good
violence.
Good old-fashioned footwork.
Yeah, I mean, it was just detective work. But yeah, he had... Then that was
I remember hearing about that.
Great evidence that you just admitted to it.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, the initial post appeared on 4chan on October 28th, 2017, by an alleged government whistleblower who identified themselves as Q Clearance Patriot, known shorthand as Q. The poster claimed to have Q-level government clearance in the White House, the highest level required to access top-secret data and national security information.
My dad had a top-secret clearance.
Where? At the White House?
No, because he worked for a government contractor.
Oh.
And I was like, what
does he know? Does he know who killed JFK?
And I was like, what do you see? And
is
like,
that why your mom is like, LBJ is in on this?
She's like, I know.
I got some inside information.
I know.
Your dad was, we were pillow talking the other night and it just slipped out.
He let me know that was the truth. Yeah, I said one time, what do you know? And he's like, if I told you, I'd have to kill you. He's like, I'm just kidding. I don't know. They don't let me see.
I know nothing.
I was like, do you get to see space plans?
Where are the aliens?
Where are they?
If you had an hour of Q-level security clearance and no one stopping you from looking at anything, it was free reign, what's the one thing you go to verify?
In today's day and age, I would want to like whistleblow the whole government.
Well, if you were in a room that had, I mean, it was like you can find out if Area 51 is real, who killed JFK, you could find out anything, would you go for?
I would probably...
time travel.
Yeah, I would probably look up government time travel, wormholes, stuff like that. Like,
all right.
If you could, kind of like Stranger Things style, where like they have people like time travel in their minds, or like quantum, using like quantum physics to travel through time and space.
That's what you would look up?
I think I would
to see
know.
If it was true?
Yeah.
And then how to do it.
Yes, exactly.
Where to find the person that tells you how?
Exactly.
That's a good one. I'm asking myself, what would I look up? It would probably be aliens.
Mm-hmm. To like know if Area 51 was legit, which I think it was.
Was?
No, I mean, I think it was like, Yeah, I think that's the, there was a crash landing and they got the
But I think that we, I want to know if we are still in communication with aliens.
I think we are.
And how all that goes down. Basically, where do I need to be? What cornfield do I need to be in at what time to get some answers?
I just like don't think it's unreasonable that we are in contact with other.
I don't think it's unreasonable at all.
Yeah.
The post appeared shortly after an appearance by Donald Trump on October 5th, 2017, as he stood in the state dining room of the White House, surrounded by military officials. According to Kyle Griffin of MSNBC, Trump said,
"Maybe it's the calm before the storm."
You got better since you had to do it last year. Right. I don't remember what episode you had to do it on, but it's
bad.
Better now.
It was bad.
I like it. When a reporter asked,
"What storm?"
Trump replied,
"You'll find out."
According to Abby Olheiser of the Washington Post, the storm refers to the coming mass justice against all of Trump's enemies, which that is a long and distinguished list.
It keeps adding too, much like so, you know, it's like you said one time that you wanted, your life goal was to be a suppressive person by Scientology.
Yeah.
My life goal is for Donald Trump to be like this loudmouthed whore or whatever.
Oh, I guarantee you I'm on that list of enemies.
I would love that.
Q titled his initial thread, "The Calm Before the Storm." Rather than outright state what information he was there to share, Q dropped hints. He claimed that he was tasked with dropping intel, or, quote, breadcrumbs, to the internet. Believers of QAnon, who sometimes refer to themselves as bakers, then use these breadcrumbs to try and decipher the secret messages Q is trying to send them.
Oh.
What a fun game.
And it sucks you in.
I do love a good puzzle. I do enjoy those types of things, so I can see how one would get sucked into this very easily.
The appeal of trying to decipher.
It's like an escape room.
Yes, but an online.
But a prison you can never escape.
It's constant escape
room.
It's
just the world we live in.
Pretty much.
The crux of the initial message thread was that Q was aware of highly classified information that the Trump administration was plotting to take down the deep state. Further, it suggested that the deep state cabal of Democrats, which included the Clintons, President Obama, and George Soros, were involved in a massive pedophile ring that spanned the globe, in addition to generally working to thwart all of Trump's policies.
It's sort of a one-stop shop for if you have elected someone who isn't maybe getting all the things done that you wanted them to do, to think, well, it's not his fault.
Oh, it's absolutely a way to justify behavior.
These evil
and
monsters.
To place blame on other people.
These evil monsters have been trying to run a pedophile ring, but how busy are they, though? They're like also doing speaking engagements and raising money for
That's
charity.
I mean, I feel like running a pedophile ring is a full time job.
It's gotta be
I would imagine. I've never done it. I imagine it's a full time job.
And then also constantly thwarting someone. That's exhausting.
That's also a full time job.
If you've ever seen a bad guy in a cartoon, think of Wile E. Coyote. He's constantly trying to thwart the Roadrunner. It's exhausting.
It's very exhausting. He's always tired.
He's always falling off of something too.
He just runs right off a cliff.
He's not paying attention.
Well, according to foreignpolicy.com, Q's initial post may have gone unnoticed, but was promoted by two moderators and a conspiracy theory YouTuber named Tracy Diaz. Diaz told NBC that
a bunch of us decided that the message needed to go wider, so we contacted YouTubers who had been commenting on the Q drops.
So 4chan and 8chan, that's a niche internet community that
not
looks
everyone's
at those
looking
things.
At that.
A lot of people look at YouTube.
So many.
You want to get the word out, you put it on YouTube.
For sure.
So this now allowed for these beliefs to reach a much larger demographic and a much different demographic than someone who would peruse the 4chan and 8chan websites.
And YouTube is, you know, it's part of Google. It's ingratiated with Google and it pops up in Google searches. So if you're searching like Donald Trump policies, then you may have this video pop up that's like, are Democrats working behind the scenes in a cabal? And you're like, wait, I don't, maybe they are.
And there goes the rabbit and down its little hole.
And then YouTube goes, did you want to watch this other video that's like the one you just watched? And people are like, uh-huh.
And then 2 days later, you're like, where am I? Where have I been?
Dude,
what day is it?
What is this beard on my face?
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
To further add to Q's legitimacy, he posted a photo of what purported to be a view out the window of Air Force One, right around the same time that President Trump posted a similar photo. To many Q devotees and believers, this confirmed that Q was, in fact, an internal operative with access to the president.
The problem was how the internet works on account of timestamps. And much like other posts that would say, Q would say, he's going to say this in this many hours. Based on time zones, like Donald Trump said it first and then he quoted it, or like this photo that was tweeted came out first and then he has just a similar photo of violence.
So, but the timestamps show
that the Q photos were posted after. So it's not like he posted a photo like, I'm on Air Force One.
It's not at like 2 o'clock. He's like, here's a picture of Air Force One. And at 3 o'clock, Trump tweets the same photo.
Correct. It was Trump tweeted a photo over some islands and then later, the time based on timestamps, later Q said, oh, I'm looking where I'm at, Air Force One. But they were posted, I think they had it where it looked like it was, like people usually put them side by side and crop that part out.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Where it looks like it was posted at the same time.
Also, what a just about simple old hacking.
True.
I mean, anybody can hack somebody's account. Anonymous hacks shit all the time.
True, true.
You know, so... The picture doesn't really sell it for me.
No, not really.
But I could see how someone that might be easily persuaded and wants to believe these things would definitely buy into that.
Definitely.
Well, then the Mueller investigation began, which probed to what extent the 2016 presidential election was subject to Russian influence. The president and many of his close business associates were investigated as having possible ties to Russia. However, Q assured concerned Trump supporters that Trump, in fact, was not under investigation, but was working in concert with Mueller.
It's pretty much a dream come true. If you love this person and they seem like they've maybe done something untoward, nay, perhaps illegal, this explains it away.
It's a great way to live in denial,
you know,
while it's cognitive dissonance.
Yeah, and you could say, well, he's actually their best friends and they're really both working because Hillary Clinton needs babies. And you're like, oh, okay. Yeah, that's what's going on. But, it's like a kid who walks downstairs and sees their dad kissing another woman and being like, well, maybe she just couldn't breathe and it was mouth to mouth. He was giving her mouth to mouth. It's like you tell yourself stuff so you can go to sleep at night.
I always found I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus to be a very uncomfortable song.
I was just thinking of that. Like, as I was saying that. I've got my Christmas playlist going at work, like 24/7.
I wait till after Thanksgiving to start my Christmas stuff.
I really feel like I missed out on Christmas last year because I was like buying the house and moving and I didn't get to decorate. And so I was like, November 1st, put this tree up. And Paris was like, you're a lunatic.
And you still have your Halloween decorations.
Yeah, I need to take this down.
There's a lot going on at this house right now.
My bad.
I like to experience each holiday
holy
as a yeah I don't want to rut because I really love fall.
I love fall and I love
and I feel like if I'm already in Christmas mindset, I pass by
you
fall
left fall behind
because fall and Christmas fall and to me Christmas is winter.
Correct.
So if I'm already in Christmas, I've missed fall, so I like to wait until after Thanksgiving.
I'm trying to milk as much Christmas out of this year as I can.
Do it. According to the website MAGAPill, Robert Mueller was not corrupt but was working to support the president's mission. The supposed Russia investigation was nothing more than a ruse to lower the guard of the real targets. Amongst the incoherent ramblings outlining the supposed awakening that would occur once Mueller's investigation was complete and Trump began making arrests was that
Saudi Arabia, Rothschild, and Soros are the puppet masters that fund this global evil. Man, this website was tough to read.
Yeah, anything with the words MAGA and pill in it is not going to be a fun combination.
It was It was hard to read. Not because
it's on a GeoCities website. First of all, it's just insanity.
Yeah, it wasn't hard to read because of, you know, I my eyes are bad. It was hard to read because of the sentence construction.
The inane ramblings.
It was
and
bizarre.
Just, yeah, that people actually buy into this.
Yeah, but there's a nice masthead at the top that if you didn't know any better, you'd think, well, that sort of looks like a newspaper website.
That's all by design.
And the problem is, and you start reading the sentences put together and you're like, this is like a refrigerator magnet poetry.
That somebody just took out of the box and just threw up on the refrigerator and what happened, happened. Well, QAnon followers interpreted these breadcrumbs to mean that Bill and Hillary Clinton, Barack and Michelle Obama, and other top Democratic officials were the target of Mueller's investigation, as they are the supposed ringleaders of a child sex trafficking ring. Others involved in the pedophilia ring, according to the QAnon expert on the Jim Jeffries show, include John McCain, George Bush, and James Comey.
Someone else also said that for celebrities that are involved, Tom Hanks. And I was like,
Tom Hanks
will die first.
Tom Hanks, I believe it was last year, I read this whole article. It was like, if you were Googling Tom Hanks today or trying to watch something on YouTube, I think it might have been on his birthday. It was just of a flooded swarm of Tom Hanks has a child sex slave living in his house. Tom Hanks is buying this pedophilia ring. I'm like, what a birthday present.
God.
First of all, also, Tom Hanks is an angel.
Yes.
And if I ever found out anything about him, like I'd lock myself in my bathroom for a week straight.
I would be so sad. And that's who was it I was talking to? And they said it's the Hanks list. Like, who is the top three celebrities male celebrities that you love, that if you found out they had done a Me Too-esque thing, you would be just crushed?
Tom Hanks is probably the top
for sure. Tom Hanks, like, oh my God, love him.
Who are your other two?
I would be obviously Tom Hanks, he's on the list. I would be super sad if I heard that Dustin Hoffman did anything bad.
I honestly don't know who has and who hasn't.
Exactly,
at
this point, because I feel like Dustin Hoffman's like the dad in like Meet the Parents, and like he's, you know, he's the other
guy. To me, Dustin Hoffman is in like Heat.
Oh, like old time.
And just mobster movies. I love him, but I don't associate him with Meet the Parents.
I would have been so sad to hear if Jack Lemmon did something horrifying, because I love him.
Bill Murray.
Dick Van Dyke. Bill Murray has had some problematic behaviors.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm like, I don't know if Bill Murray isn't on that list.
Dick Van Dyke, I will kill myself.
Let's hope it never happens.
I would be so devastated. Or Carl Reiner, who I also love.
Also don't know.
God.
I mean, I'm Mel not Brooks. Saying they did, but I'm saying it's so
we can
it's
never
hard
know.
To keep up with. And well, that's, yeah. I mean, a sign of the times, like, it when Me Too first started, the ball started rolling, it was every day.
Yeah.
Somebody was coming out. We were just like, another one? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, another one? And mm-hmm. people, like, I always really like Kevin Spacey. That was a real kick in the nuts. Much.
Yes. Horrifying.
Yeah, I mean, I can't like him anymore. No. So
I watched that Harvey Weinstein documentary.
I haven't watched it yet.
First of all, it bawled my eyes out, but it makes you so enraged. And then did you see he was at that thing in New York maybe like 2 or 3 weeks ago?
Is he not in prison?
No, he's pending. The charges are pending, so they're waiting to do the trial. And it was a young Hollywood talent showcase where people were doing like stand up. And for some reason, the club owner thought it was chill to like have him there. And so he was sitting there and a stand up comedian, this female stand up said, am I the only one who feels uncomfortable about this? And she made some jokes about it. And some fucking guy in the audience is like, shut the fuck up. And she's like, oh, really? Me? Shut the fuck up. And then they threw her out. And someone else was like, why are you here, to him? And he was kind of like pointed like a mafioso and had her thrown out. And his spokesperson was like, it's just so unfortunate that Mr. Weinstein can't enjoy a night out on the town without being disrespected. And I'm like, fuck this guy. He's a monster rapist. They're like,
Yeah, his days of enjoying a night out on the town are fucking done.
No, who gives a shit about his feelings? Because they're like, the justice system has yet to whatever. Here's the thing. I'm a lawyer. We don't fucking need to send him to trial. There's years of evidence. And
70 women plus?
And also, like, internal documentation of them covering it up. Like, the reason why he hasn't gone to jail yet is because he has bullied and strong-armed people until the statute of limitations has expired. So his ass doesn't need to go to jail, like, or doesn't need to wait for trial to be punished.
I hope that club owner see some serious backlash.
They had to disable their Instagram comments and stuff like that. Because
also comics, whatever club this was, don't perform there.
Yeah,
take a stand on stuff like that. They can't be open without you there.
And the guy that came on after her made a joke, and he said, "Well, I wasn't really trying to make a pro Harvey Weinstein joke, but he kind of did." He was like, "Good Will Hunting was awesome. Like, how many of you guys in here produced Good Will Hunting? Oh, only one of you. It was awesome." It's like, come on, man, read the room.
Jesus read the room. Christ!
Like, somebody's already filming that lady set. They're probably gonna also film you.
Yeah,
you don't want
to be.
You don't want to be the guy that was on the side of Harvey Weinstein. Anyway, I digress.
Well, the pedophilia ring is allegedly used to extract adrenochrome from the adrenal glands of children, which acts as a powerful drug to which the Clintons and their friends are addicted. Once again, the Jim Jeffries guests claim that babies are specifically bred for this purpose at an undisclosed location in Haiti. They are then sacrificed to gratify the needs of the Clintons and other high-ranking government officials and Hollywood elite.
If you look too much into this conspiracy, it's that there's these little packets that they attach to these kids with needles in their adrenal glands. And supposedly when they're traumatized, their adrenal glands produce this chemical that goes into these packs. And then you can then extract the juice out of it. And that's like what makes them like feel good. I think it's not that.
Drink a Red Bull.
Dude, it seems like so much effort.
Yeah, this is one of the more out there conspiracy theories that we have going on in today's age.
That one would think and hope that it would be, don't get us wrong, sex trafficking is a super.
I 100% think there are pedophile rings that are definitely high-powered government officials and celebrities are involved in.
Oh, for sure.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal, $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I don't know that it's maybe for, there's not pouches on the back.
I don't know about that part. That part is a little out there.
I would think it would be for good old-fashioned, they're disgusting. Like, good old-fashioned, like, terrible people.
Watch the documentary, Where's Johnny?
Ooh.
It's very good and goes a lot into child sex trafficking for government official purposes. Wow. I mean, it's a real thing. Bohemian Grove is a real thing.
Well, and human trafficking, in general.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's huge. There was a huge bust in
Dallas
the other day.
I was just reading about or listening to NPR. They were talking about there's a huge problem with African immigrants to the Saudi Arabia being traded on Instagram and traded on like free stuff apps. And they're basically their passports get taken from them when they go there and they think they're going to get a job as a maid. But really, they're not paid.
They become a slave.
They literally become slaves. And so the bust was finding these maids for sale ostensibly on Instagram.
Wow.
And then there's recordings of them and they're like, oh, well, what do you do with the passport? And the guy's like, oh, you keep it from them so they can't leave, like on recording. And they're like, well, how much, you know, do I pay her? He's like, you don't pay her. You pay me like $3,000. You can just have her. It's horrifying. It's absolutely currently going on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the bust that just happened the other day at a massage parlor.
Yes.
I use that term loosely. In Dallas, people knew for years what that place was, and they just didn't have the police power to do anything about it. And they'd been watching them for months, taking the money from they were making there over to a very good Chinese restaurant that I have been to in Southlake.
Oh, no.
Which is a very wealthy suburb of Dallas. And the owner of the restaurant, who was loved by all the patrons, would go around table to table. I think he came over to mine when I was there. Was is the leader of this whole thing.
Wow.
They were dumping the money from the massage parlor into the same bank account as
the restaurant.
That's how just brazen they were
pretty
about
bold.
The whole thing. Yeah. Well, they've both been shut down, so hopefully it stays that way.
Well, and hopefully if this is a real pedophile ring, it gets shut down. But I don't know that it's going to be all part of one.
I definitely think there are pedophile rings. I don't know about this adrenochrome thing.
Yeah.
Well, coincidentally, Q's initial post on 4chan came nearly a year after Pizzagate, a widely debunked conspiracy theory that high-ranking Democratic officials were involved in another child sex trafficking ring that met in the basement of a pizza parlor in D.C.
It's all sort of the same story.
Yeah. I mean, it's just Pizzagate, too. So what else does QAnon believe? If all of this wasn't crazy enough, here are some other things supporters believe. Hillary Clinton has actually been executed.
So who is this person?
CGI. Look-alike. Stand-in. Yeah, just a look-alike. Kim Jong-un is a CIA asset. What do you think about that one?
That's why, you know, Dennis Rodman's bringing him information. That's why they hang out so often.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg is dead.
Well, God, no.
If she ever dies, we're all dead.
My sister just gave me a mug and a coin purse with Ruth Bader Ginsburg on it for my birthday. It was
She's
awesome.
Amazing. And if I could save one person from dying, it would go first to my daughter, then probably RBG. I don't know.
You got to. I love her so much. I made a rat effigy in her taxidermy.
She's fantastic.
Rat.
She's fantastic. She's beat cancer a couple times now, hasn't she?
She's a boss.
She's amazing.
She works out more than me.
Same. Also, the Queen of England is a shapeshifter.
That's an episode of Doctor Who.
And apparently, thousands of people watched her morph into a lizard person right before their eyes.
Apparently.
And even Putin himself has called her a shapeshifter.
Well, I will say, back on the conspiracies that we really, really believe as far as Hillary Clinton being executed, there's a...
Oh, my God. If you're about to talk about this Paul McCartney nonsense, this is the dumbest thing.
I'm just saying, he died in that car accident.
He did not. He's. Yes. I've seen him in concert like three times.
That's Paul. That's fake Paul.
Well, who is it then?
He's a Canadian pharmacist that won a Paul McCartney lookalike contest.
What's the this here's my thing. What does anyone gain from that?
So MI6 was concerned that when Paul
McCartney... I wish I hadn't asked that question.
MI6 was concerned that when Paul McCartney died in that car accident in the 1960s, that because Beatlemania was so like heated, that young girls everywhere would freak out and like throw themselves off balconies.
Okay,
in front
so
of trains.
Young women are so hysterical and can't control their emotions that we'll just kill ourselves because one of the Beatles is dead.
Correct.
All right. Well, so, that's the patriarchy.
So
for
he
you.
Was quote unquote in a coma for 6 months, but meanwhile he was actually dead. And they held a Paul McCartney lookalike contest, and a pharmacist from Canada won the contest, and they only needed to make a couple of quick incisions and do a little bit of plastic surgery to make him into the new Paul McCartney. And then he, ever since then, has been Paul McCartney, but he really was originally a Canadian pharmacist. And now, why would the jig ever...
so inane.
Why would the jig ever be up? Because he's making a bunch of money, and people like to go see him in concert.
But why do they care if he's making money?
Who's they?
Whoever did this.
MI6 just let him become Paul McCartney. That's just his new identity.
What is MI6?
It's like the CIA for England.
For someone so smart, that is the dumbest thing that one that you could believe. Oh, man. I mean, to me, that's right up there with Hillary Clinton's been executed by Trump himself.
I don't understand.
I mean, she's probably with her and Paul McCartney are buried in the same grave somewhere together. Here's my thing. You don't really believe that, right?
Like I said, there's like a huge...
Because half the time, I'm like, there's no way she believes that. And I think you just lean into this character of believing these things. I don't think you really believe that. For my own sanity, I'm going to tell myself that you don't believe that.
There's like that, you know, you have that sane part of you that's like, no. It's like when you go, you hear something in the night and you're like, it's a ghost. And you're like, no, it's probably just a whatever. That's how it is. I'm like, Paul McCartney's dead. And I'm like, no, it's probably just a fake story. But that initial, like...
It's exciting to think that.
Well, also, that the documentary I watched on it was very convincing.
Well, so is Loose Change, but that probably won't change your mind.
I'm very gullible.
QAnon supporters also believe that President Trump is constantly signaling to them in the media, confirming that Q is in fact real. when Trump drank from a Fiji water bottle during a press conference. Supporters believe this was a direct nod to the pedophilia ring scandal, as Fiji is one of the largest areas for human trafficking.
I think, I think someone just put a water bottle. Like, he doesn't get to pick the water bottles.
No, he does take a very aggressive drink of this bottle of water. It's a very unattractive shot.
Slurping it.
At a pro-Trump rally when the president waved to a family holding up QAnon signs, internet forums lit up with followers of the conspiracy theory excitedly posting that Trump was acknowledging the validity of Q.
I bet he couldn't see.
I don't think he sees anything.
Out that far one, and just the lights are up.
They were pretty close to him. But yeah, I mean.
You're waving a sign.
I think he's got blinders on. They're not
he's
even.
He's just waving at the crowd.
In one of the president's many infamous tweets, he said,
"Thank you to my great supporters. Really big progress made. Other countries want to fix crazy trade deals. Economy is roaring. Supreme Court pick getting great revisions. New poll says Trump at over 90% is the most popular Republican in the history of the party. Wow."
In the tweet, the words roaring, great, and revisions are in all caps. One of the QAnon experts on the Jim Jeffries show broke down how using numerology, these words total the number 17. Q is the 17th letter of the alphabet. Ipso facto, Trump endorses QAnon.
Have you ever seen the movie, was it 22 or 21? 23. There you go. I got it. And I think it's Jim Carrey, isn't it? And it was like,
oh, the serious, Stephen King?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like that where everything in this, if anything, they can add up any numbers and letters together. If as long as it gets to 17, you're like, it's Q. It's Q.
It's like taking evidence of a crime and making it fit the suspect you want it to be instead of the other way around.
Afterwards, I love the Jim Jeffries. I cannot recommend that. It's about 3 minutes long.
It's fantastic.
It's worth every minute. And then one guy goes, well, if you knew numerology, you would know that. And
a lot of shade being thrown among these
four
guys.
QAnon experts. And one person will say, I believe that. And another one's like, you would believe that.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's like the shadiest and snarkiest thing amongst these all already. It's like, you believe that? Okay, whatever. You're an idiot for believing that.
Yes.
Anyway, so the adrenochrome prevents people from aging. Elizabeth is a lizard monster.
That's right. He goes, some people are flat earthers. What a ridiculous thing to believe. And the other guy's like, well, just so you know, all images from NASA are CGI. And the one guy's like, really? So the sun, round. Mars, round. Venus, round. Earth, flat. And the guy's like, you just don't understand.
It's
good infighting. It's so funny.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Well, Jim Jeffries called QAnon a Trump supporter's wet dream because it
encompasses nearly every conspiracy theory in the world.
The Q breadcrumbs tell Trump supporters that powerful Democrats are actually those at the center of Mueller's investigation. And according to repeated posts from Q, always on the cusp of being arrested.
Yeah, they do a image on the Jim Jeffries show that just shows all. It's kind of like Pepe Silva on Always Sunny, where Charlie's like, it's all coming back. And there's this red
or just
yarn.
True Detective season one. Matthew McConaughey's in his garage connecting all the dots.
There's a string going from every single possible conspiracy to the other.
Another of Q's breadcrumbs also revealed that the famous dossier that allegedly proved Trump's collusion with the Russians and perhaps included a video of a sex worker urinating on the president was fake, supposedly bought and paid for by none other than Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton.
Oh, man. That would be a good get if that video didn't exist.
Mm.
Or did exist. That's what I want with my Q clearance, to just watch that video.
Like, just to watch that video.
You see the whole universe. I'm like, I want to see one thing.
One thing and one thing only. Posts from Q with dates attached have all fallen flat. Like July 4th, 2019, when, in what would have been the most spectacular fireworks show the country had ever seen, JFK Jr. was supposed to have revealed he was actually alive. In addition, each promise of a storm or epic takedown of famous Democrats has resulted in nothing. No arrest on the promised dates. No declarations of martial law. Another one of Q's allegations.
My favorite part of this whole entire conspiracy, the best part of the whole conspiracy, is that JFK Jr. is alive, and then he's been going to Trump rallies dressed up as Santa.
Yeah. Why wouldn't he?
There's a really great BJ Novak short story in his short story collection, One More Thing, that Elvis faked his own death and now lives in Las Vegas as an Elvis impersonator, because he can just walk down the street and he can sing and be himself.
Great cover.
Yeah, it's such a good cover. And people are like, you know, you're a pretty good impersonator. And he's like, thanks.
My dad, it's kind of like the thing with you. He always would be like, Elvis isn't dead.
Wow.
And to this day, I don't know if he really believed that or if he was yanking our chain.
He's just doing a bit.
I think he kind of believed it, though.
I like, now that I read that short story, I want to believe that, because it's so beautiful. It talks about how happy he is with his simple life, and he just goes in a diner and has some bacon and eggs.
I hope that is true.
He got the peace that he so sought.
Unfortunately, I think he met a different end.
An untimely, yeah.
Yes. So why do people continue to follow this in the face of evidence to the contrary, and having so far seen no results of any of the claims? Alyssa Rosenberg of the Washington Post believes it is best to think of QAnon
not as a conspiracy theory, but as an unusually absorbing alternate reality game with extremely low barriers to entry.
Because Q leaves breadcrumbs, readers are forced to decrypt them and do their own research to determine what exactly Q is referring.
So I think that she explained it like, you know, to play a video game, you have to have a computer or like a PlayStation or whatever, and that costs money. And then you have to buy the game, and that costs money. And there's in-game and this all, it literally, it's like Forest Fence Treasure.
Yeah.
All you need is the internet.
Online, yeah.
You just need the internet.
You do it from the library. You can do it from the comfort of your own home.
Mm-hmm.
You can connect to your neighbor's Wi-Fi.
Sweet. If someone was stealing my Wi-Fi, they better not be using it for this. They better be streaming The Office just like me.
Right. In her story for the Washington Post, Rosenberg quotes a QAnon researcher, Alex View, who describes the conspiracy as
addictive,
much like a video game. View believes more people are engaged with Q because the stakes are seemingly higher. If you vote, you maybe get your candidate elected. If you participate in Q, you could be involved in a government coup involving the arrest and imprisonment of powerful people.
It really is presented as like, you're going to be part of a movement. We're going to change. We're going to take this whole
thing
down.
You're a truth teller. You're a vigilante. The world will be a better place because you are involved in this.
We need you.
That's very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Very cult-like.
It is very cult-like. And it makes you, it's the reason why people join cults. And I think it's the reason why you would want to follow this, because
you want to belong.
If you feel powerless, then this empowers you.
You're looking for something in your life.
And belonging with others.
Yes, and maybe this fills that void. Certain Q proponents appear to be stepping up their recruiting efforts. Recently, QAnon YouTubers and influencers have begun dipping their toes into ufology, hoping to expand their reach. Some breadcrumbs allege that the NSA and Trump himself are aware of the existence of aliens and are just about to announce their existence to the public.
Well, I can get behind that.
I would love that to happen. Again, I'm like, I guess that the government doesn't want to announce that because of panic.
Why would people
panic?
But
also, what if you announced it in a positive way?
Mm-hmm.
What if you spun it like, aliens have been living among us this whole time, and they're your favorite. Tom Hanks is an alien, and we all love Tom Hanks.
Oh, God, I'd be fine with that.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
You know, say lock up Forrest Gump or get rid of him, get him off this planet.
I will die first. No one ever
feels good to
lock
say
that man up. He is a hero among men.
I mean, I would be. Billy Crystal's another one on the list.
Oh, Billy Crystal's a good one. Oh,
man, I love Billy
Crystal. God, I hope we don't get a DM with a link to something that Tom Hanks has done.
It's like when my friend told me Megalodon was no longer living.
But Megalodon existed.
It's true.
So you weren't an idiot for thinking that.
But I thought that it like currently lived off
so
the coast.
So did like a lot of people. And that's why the Discovery Channel got a lot of heat for it because scientists were up in arms that it presented it as an actual documentary.
It was very realistic.
But the fact that it did exist, maybe it does still exist. That's another conspiracy theory. It could be out there.
The ocean is
could
so deep.
Loch Ness Monster.
What's
yeah, there's tons
the
of places of the Curious George the other day on an episode I was watching went way down into the ocean and found all sorts of stuff that we've never seen. So if that little monkey can take a little thing like James Cameron drove down for the Titanic and find some cool glow-in-the-dark fish, I bet we could take it down and find, you know, a megalodon, a Loch Ness.
Leap Day William. He lives in the Mariana
Who?
Trench. Leap Day William. I watched that episode last night of 30 Rock where it's Leap Day and it's Jim Carrey is Leap Dave Williams and he lives in the Mariana Trench and he comes out once a leap year every 4 years.
Isn't this a leap year?
Yeah, 2020 is. Yeah, it's leap year. Mom, we should have a leap year party where they're like, it's Leap Day.
Explain to me really quick what a leap year is.
So every
4 years there's an extra day.
Correct. And they tag it on the end of February. So we'll have a...
Oh, so 2020 is a leap year.
Correct.
Why is it necessary?
Because of the way that they divided up the days, there's really not 365 days a year. It's like
yeah,
365 it's like and a quarter
something,
days.
Something, yeah.
And so every 4 years, we got an extra day.
Hmm.
It's humans trying to control speaking time.
Of, speaking like of time, daylight savings can kiss my ass.
It's bullshit. It's bullshit.
You know who doesn't give a shit about daylight savings? Babies. They don't care what time it is. To them, it's wake up time.
It's wake up and
it doesn't matter
time.
That it's 5:30 in the morning.
Oh.
To them, it's time to get up.
Oh.
It's so pointless. I don't understand it. I believe that Arizona doesn't acknowledge it.
You know what?
And the other day I go, we should move to not... I said, Arizona doesn't acknowledge it. We should move to a place that doesn't acknowledge it. And Tommy's like, I don't really want to move to Arizona. I was like, I don't mean we move to Arizona. I mean, Texas is a state. As a society, we should move to a place that doesn't acknowledge it. It's just so dumb.
It sucks. Yeah, my daddy's always like, I hate it. I hate it. Paris is upset. He hates because he wants to run outside at night. And, like,
it's
in
dark
the evening.
At 6 p.m.
That's what he said. He's like, I get up from work and it's like pitch dark
last
outside.
Night, we were leaving DCH at like 6 and we're like, oh my God, we're late. We got to get back to your dad. He was babysitting. We're like, 6 p.m. We're not late at all. It just feels like it's 9 o'clock.
I went for a run at like 5:30 and at the end of my run, I was like sprinting back home because
yeah.
I was like, oh, good.
It's wild.
So I should have worn my night vest. I didn't think about it.
Oh, does it have reflectors on it?
It has a reflective band around my chest. And then there's like two X's of these tubes that have LED lights in them. So it like flashes LED
cool.
lights.
So you someone see something. You're like, what is approaching?
Yeah,
right
if someone
now?
Runs me down. It's because they were trying to kill me. Like, because it's like very flashing and bright.
Well, Anna Merlin, author of a textbook on conspiracy theories and writer for Vice, told Vice that QAnon is
full of opportunists trying to graft Q onto an older, more established, and more respected research community. UFOs make perfect sense here.
UFOs always make perfect sense.
It's always aliens. But seriously, the UFO community has been around for a long time. It is well researched and it has a ton of followers. And this would be a great way to try to attract a more established community by being like, if you believe what we say,
mm-hmm.
then aliens are going to be revealed soon.
Mm-hmm. While it is easy to laugh or mock a conspiracy theory that promotes such wildly unimaginable far-right extremist views, for those that have lost loved ones and family members to Q, it is no laughing matter at all. Mac Lamuro of Vice interviewed several people whose loved ones fell down the Q rabbit hole and never resurfaced. One woman, who went by the name Deb in the article, said the relationship between her and her mother has become almost non-existent since both her parents discovered Q. Her mother, who suffers from bipolar disorder, a personality disorder, and PTSD, already has a difficult time living day to day. Deb says the introduction of Q's beliefs of devil worshiping and child rape into her mother's life has made her almost unable to cope with what she considers to be today's world.
Yeah, this lady said that her mom is just like, you don't understand. And anytime Deb
fake
tries to
news,
bring anything
news.
Up, she's like, well, this and this happened in the news. Why does any of that matter when there's these pedophile rings going on?
And she'll
like,
say, how can you believe someone that you don't even know who it is? Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't they say who they were? You just have to have faith. And she, and this woman whose name was protected, says, how are you to argue with anybody
mm-hmm.
that just yells fake news at you and you've got to have faith? you can't reason with someone like that. Mm-hmm. And she says she avoids her. And it's so sad because she wants to talk to her mom and she misses that relationship. But it's driven a wedge between them. It's always there. And she can't even be around her without her mom just talking about it.
And it's like an obsession. She just avoids her. A fixation.
Yeah. It becomes an obsession for a lot of people.
And she said her dad is not quite as bad, but also definitely buys into it.
Yeah.
Man.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Another woman called Jane said QAnon completely transformed her husband of 8 years into a man she no longer recognized. He would chase her around the house with his cell phone, forcing her to watch YouTube videos, saying,
"You have to have the veil lifted from your eyes. You need to know this."
Over the course of 6 months, Jane said her husband became hostile, isolated himself from friends and family, and was convinced martial law was going to break out at any minute. One afternoon, while Jane had run out to grab some food, she returned home to find her husband in hysterics, pacing around the living room with a shotgun strapped to his chest, yelling at Jane that martial law was imminent and that if she was captured, she would be tortured and raped. After this, Jane took out a loan from her job and moved out of the house. In the Vice interview, she was quoted as saying,
"We had been together 8 years and it took this QAnon stuff 6 months to ruin that."
Heartbreaking.
8 year marriage.
She said she would go say, "I'm going to go take a shower," because that was the only place she felt like she could be away from it. Mm-hmm. And it got to be where he would just prevent her from shutting the door and sticking his arm through the into the bathroom saying, "Watch this. You need to watch this." He wouldn't let her go to sleep until she'd watched videos. She'd come home. He'd be there with his laptop waiting. He became obsessed. He was a firefighter. People at work were scared of him.
Mm-hmm.
You just go down a rabbit hole.
And if you truly are scared that much, I mean, what were we saying? Like, if your mind, it's the thing you were explaining where your mind thinks that something is real. And so he has like this physiological response, yeah, like martial law is coming. Like, I have to be on alert all the mm-hmm. time. That's so sad. An 8 year marriage ruined in 6 months by YouTube videos. That's powerful, potent information.
Mm-hmm. In another Vice article, "What I Learned Inside the Lonely, Sad World of QAnon Facebook Groups," journalist KT Nelson writes about how the biggest common thread he found amongst Q believers, besides their extremist beliefs, is that they are heartbreakingly sad and alone. Like most with strained familial relationships, the loneliness is more prevalent around the holidays. Q believers appear to be no different, with one Facebook group post saying,
"Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. My children have chosen not to include me in the festivities this year because their minds are not open to the truth. But I am thankful for President Trump and the WW1WGA family. If anyone else is spending a day by themselves, I would be happy to exchange photos of our meals."
That's so sad.
And then it's the saddest thing.
All the replies are the same.
They're like, my daughter.
"My kids haven't spoke to me in 3 years. I'm not going to go chasing them down, though. Here's a picture of my bologna sandwich with Doritos on top of it that I'm eating for Thanksgiving." And they try and laugh it off. But behind that laughter is a deep, deep pain.
One of them was like, "My daughter lives a mile away and I know she's with her family and my grandkids, but they don't want me to come over and that's fine. I don't want to go." And you're like, can you imagine that it's...
But also imagine the flip side of that. Imagine those parents or those... She wants her mom there with her grandkids so mm-hmm. bad, but she knows if we invite mom, everyone here is going to get an earful and be preached to throughout Thanksgiving dinner about Q, and no one's going to be able to relax. It's going to be a whole thing. There's going to be an argument.
It's going to be awkward.
And it divides. It tears people apart.
It's basically like a cult. And there's,
yeah, totally.
They choose the cult. They choose it over their, apparently, children, family, spouses, jobs in some cases. It's so sad.
Well, in that post, WW1WGA was mentioned. That is a common acronym among the Q believers. It stands for Where We Go One, We Go All. Q sometimes ends his post with WW1WGA. According to Urban Dictionary,
it is a signal not to give up and keep fighting for the truth.
And add a bunch of Trump rallies. You can Google and see these pictures. There are people in the crowds holding up signs that say WW1WGA. They've got shirts made that say Q. They're wearing hats.
It says like we are Q. WW1.
Yeah, it's a movement.
It's at least helpful when they wear that. You're like, I don't have to strike up a conversation with you.
I can identify them.
That's okay.
Nelson goes on to say that the Q demographic he repeatedly encountered was that of
elderly right-wingers who have gone too far down the rabbit hole. Oh, wait, let me say that again. Elderly right-wingers who have gone too far down the online rabbit hole.
Nelson, like many others, believed that Q is nothing more than an elaborate internet troll targeting old people on Facebook. As reported by Vice, a recent study found that people over 65 were several times more likely to share fake news than younger people.
Yeah, they said something like they were more likely to share, and we'll put the articles in the show notes too, but they were more likely to share stuff that they didn't care about the veracity so long as it supported a thing that they believed.
Yeah, and that's the problem with, especially with the upcoming election. You just hit share and it becomes this echo chamber and this vacuum of not checked facts. Isn't it? Twitter has said they won't allow anything to be.
They won't allow any political advertising, yeah. Whereas Facebook will allow political advertising and will not monitor the veracity of what it said.
Who do you think is paying? Whose pocket do you think Mark Zuckerberg's in?
I think that he sees how much money was spent on the 2016 election and was like, yeah, I'm not trying to lose any more dollars. So is it like the Koch brothers? Is it on the Democratic side like George Soros? Both? Is it just fighting amounts of money that you're like, I don't really care. How am I supposed to know what these ads say? Meh.
How do you put a price on your morals and ethics?
Dude.
Do you have morals and ethics?
Great question. Anybody in the whole world who's like, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez does not need to be a politician. First of all, just watch her chew up and spit out anybody. But man, her interview with Mark Zuckerberg was so good. She's like, it's a good point. She's like, could, in theory, someone buy ads targeted to a specific demographic? Say you buy ads that are targeted to Hispanic voters or Black voters or voters under the age of 30. And trick them into thinking their polling place has changed, or trick them into thinking that the dates have changed and make it look legitimate.
So they don't show up?
So they wouldn't show up, or they would show up like a day late.
Yeah.
And it's like classic. It's the type of tactics that were used to, once it was no longer legal to outright keep Black people from voting, they used tricky tactics like that of like closing down polling places or moving them. And it's like, you could use digital tactics to do that, to try to suppress a vote.
And what did Zuckerberg say?
I mean, he didn't really have an answer. And he's like, well,
just skirted the issue.
He just sweated a lot and blinked a lot. And he basically said, we're not able to check whether the content of the ads are true. And so
you are able, you're choosing not to.
Correct. I think it would be onerous. Like, it would just be a huge task.
But, yeah.
I mean, Facebook's the same one though that, God, I read an article about it's all these violent videos, like violence against animals, and people have report them. And someone that worked in one of those. Basically, you're in a big room with cubicles and you watch every video that people report to Facebook as being horrifying. You have to watch
that
it.
That is a job.
A human being watches it for $12 an hour ish and says, yes, this is bad, and yet, or no, this is can be good. And Facebook's policies were like, if this video has been reported, it was something like horrible, like they were smashing a turtle. Like, it was really upsetting.
Oh, I remember hearing
And they said that. Something like, oh, well, the cops may need it, so we're not going to take it down. And it's like, that's... then
the cops have other ways of...
archive it.
All right, detectives, get on Facebook. We got some work to do.
So it's... And I get, you know, Billy Jensen does use Facebook, but they're not... That's not how they're finding criminals.
No,
that's
and
how
you can search for criminals. Just save that video, and if they need it, send it to
archive it for the police. But yeah, so it's... There's a whole issue with, I think, using Facebook and social media and things like that to sway people's minds versus, and that's the question of like, is it fun if you, I loved Halloween because I got to see everyone's cute kids costumes. I got to see Ella as a sloth. That was amazing. First of all, I saw it before the internet. Same. I just got VIP access. But, you know, I got to see a bunch of cute little Buzz Lightyears and Woodies and, you know, all kinds of, that's what I like to look at on the internet.
Buzz Lightyears and Woodies.
Just a bunch of Woodies on the internet. But, you know, you get to see a bunch of cute, happy stuff and reconnect with people you haven't heard from. But also then you have this issue of people just listen to whatever is told to them. And regardless, and with a pretty reasonable web designer, your website can look like a legitimate newspaper. Oh,
yeah.
So
it'll be interesting to see how the selection and all that pans out.
It's crazy.
Well, the identity of Q still remains a question over 2 years since the post first appeared. Some believe Q is a group of less than 10, while others believe he is John F. Kennedy Jr., who is still alive. Some also believe that Trump himself is part of the Q team. The Jim Jeffries numerology guy believes that Trump himself has posted on the message boards signing 41020, translated to Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, you would have to know numerology to know that. It's so good.
I don't know numerology. I'm assuming every letter is assigned a number. So 41020, that's, you've already lost me, because it seems to me it would be like, it should match
up. Well, J is 10. So 10 is, J is the 10th letter of the alphabet.
So where does, how does 4 equal Donald?
I wonder if all the, like, if you say D is 4, O is, and I can't count that high in the alphabet, you know what I mean? And the other D is 4. If you add those together and then add that together and add that together, and then you come up with 4.
We can get it to mean anything we want to eventually.
It's all going
to
be 23, like that movie.
Mm-hmm. In September of 2018, One America News, a radical right-wing pay television news channel, featured an interview with a right-wing Twitter troll named Microchip, who claimed he and another troll were in fact behind the conspiracy.
I accidentally watched a bunch of One America News videos on YouTube, and for a little bit, I was like, oh, this is just news. And then after a while, I was like, this is poorly done. And I was like, oh, this isn't a
this
real...
This is very slanted.
I took a minute where you're like, oh, this isn't real news.
That's again how they get you, though.
For sure, because it looks... Man, the little thing across the bottom looked legit. I used to make fake news videos with my troop mate Adam, so they looked like legitimate news.
You
so
go.
You can make them look, you can make anything look legit.
And if you just get it, they rope you in with, oh, this just seems normal.
Oh, it's just
and
a news
and then it
clip.
Starts to have these little messages, and by that time you're like, oh, what? Yeah, I mean, I guess it
I
seems
definitely
legit.
Believe that. But yeah, basically Microchip, this Twitter guy, was like, oh, we just thought it would be funny, so we just went on and made these posts. And can you imagine if you were the person that initially posted that? Of like,
I think they probably love it.
They think it's hilarious. You think it's hilarious.
Well, whoever Q is, what would be the motivation behind the post? Abby Olheiser of the Washington Post says there are three reasons why you would circulate a conspiracy theory. One, you believe it to be true and want to awaken the masses to the truth. Two, you like to cause chaos. And three, it's easy to look big on the internet without being big. Abby goes on to say that
outrage helps get things trending.
I think that's the main takeaway from all of this, is that is our political climate right now and mm-hmm. the mindset of a lot of American people, mm-hmm. not just America. I'm sure this extends beyond America mm-hmm. as well. But the outrage and divide in this country is the most problematic part of all
it's
of this.
It's extreme. It's very extremist.
Very extreme. Very extremist.
Oh,
yes.
No, I think, like they said, the outrage. So how do you outrage someone? Oh, you mention pedophilia rings.
That'll do it.
You mention shapeshifters, or you mention how it's all this vast conspiracy by, you know, Soros or whatever. A lot of their ideas, the Q ideas, they're not new.
They've just borrowed from other conspiracies. Just, that's why this...
It's a hodgepodge.
All this is you took all the conspiracy theories, threw it in a bucket, shook it up, and out came QAnon.
That's it. You text me early on, and you're like, what the fuck is even any of this? And I was like, all the things.
Yeah.
You were like, it's so much, but nothing. And I was like, yeah, it's just nonsense.
I'm going to get a t-shirt that says that.
It's so much.
QAnon, it's so much, but nothing.
But nothing.
So what happens when the identity of Q is eventually revealed to be nothing more than an internet troll getting his kicks from his mom's basement? Or the whole thing just fades away? No new breadcrumbs for bakers to decipher. According to Nelson of Vice, the elderly people who have fallen victim to this conspiracy theory genuinely see themselves
As brave truth tellers, warriors for unnamed children that Hillary Clinton is currently eating sous vide, and from this they gain purpose and self-worth. When it becomes clear, as it invariably will, that they have been had, I wonder whether they'll be able to comprehend this fact, or if they will be able to find their way back to the real world.
That's very interesting and sad to think about.
Man.
I mean, that woman who said her husband of 8 years, she said she still loves him. And
if he came back
and said, I don't know what I was thinking, please take me back, she'd do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
If you're so ingrained, if it's so ingrained and you're so engrossed in something and you believe so passionately about something, does all the proof in the world eventually click in your brain and make you see, oh, I was just had?
Yeah. And that's what I wonder about people that get out of Scientology,
mm-hmm.
or go into these, you know, self-improvement, NXIVM-esque, but not mm-hmm. quite to that extreme, but these self-improvement seminars where they want money and money and money. And you go, well, I paid $500 for the first seminar. And if I don't do the second one because I think it's stupid, then that means that, like, the first one I did was stupid.
And then I'm stupid.
I'm stupid. Mm-hmm. So I better just keep doing it. And it's a secret, that little tickle in the back of your brain that's like, this could all be bullshit.
Yeah.
That you're like, but no, I have to keep believing it. No, it can't be. It can't be. Because if it's bullshit, then I'm bullshit. And I just spent my whole, like, last 6 months of my life doing
this. And if it's become who you are and such a huge part of your personality, to say this doesn't exist is saying I don't exist.
Yeah. And being like, everything, my whole new belief system that I've adopted is nothing. It's hard to grapple.
It's 100% a cult.
Yeah.
People like you mentioned Scientology or even something like this, you almost have to be, if you're super, super into it,
mm-hmm.
you almost have to be deprogrammed after something like this to be able to reconnect with friends and family.
The one guy, the wife didn't come home because she went out to the movies or a restaurant or something, and he had a shotgun
yeah.
on him.
Yeah.
Like, that is genuine programming. Like, you're genuinely almost like on a hairpin trigger. Like, you're, okay, this is it. It's martial law. Like, you've been brainwashed. And, like, at the end of the day, much like a lot of stuff on the internet that turns out to be hoaxes, it's like a kid that did it, like mm-hmm. a 15-year-old kid. I mean, I will never forget. I was a stock trader. Like, I had my license watching CNBC, and the market just took a fucking huge nosedive, and it was crazy. And somebody tweeted, they hacked the Associated Press Twitter and tweeted a fake tweet of, like, Barack Obama has been shot or something. And I can't remember the exact tweet, but they had hacked the AP, tweeted out this horrifying thing, and the real actual stock market took a dive. It recovered because the AP said we've been
quickly
hacked.
Recovered
that,
it.
You know, like 15 minutes later, but because human beings saw that and were like, oh my God, the AP said it, so it must be true. And then they start. So something as simple as hacking a Twitter account has significant real world consequences. Because mm-hmm. what if you saw the market was diving? Say you have an S&P 500, like, you know, an ETF that you're in that you can trade kind of in real time. And you see the market's diving down, you know, 100 points, and you freak out and sell. And then it bounces back up 100 points. You can't recover that.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, real human people have lost their money. And it's literally from a tweet. And so it's like, these people have lost their lives. That's from YouTube videos.
Yeah. That started off as one thing, and tons of people have probably contributed to by now, to where who knows who this Q is, just kind of, mm-hmm.
It's nebulous.
An idea.
Yeah. It doesn't exist. Yeah.
Yeah. It's sad when you think about it. It's also problematic. Like, it's not something that should just be laughed off, because this is a huge world movement. And unlike maybe Scientology or another type of cult where it's kind of more of a contained group,
mm-hmm.
this is the internet.
Yeah.
It reaches far beyond places that a traditional cult could. And you have these people constantly getting information streamed at them 24 hours a day, and support
mm-hmm.
from people that they, like, don't even know. I mean, they're just getting amped up and encouraged by all sorts of people that believe the same extremist things as them on the internet. No one's telling them no.
Staying in the flames.
Yeah.
That's all they're doing.
Yeah.
Back and forth. It has really real consequences. That there's now, it's about to be Thanksgiving and Christmas and, you know, Hanukkah, and times when people get together and come back home for Christmas, or,
and you're gonna be eating a bologna and Dorito sandwich because nobody wants you at the table because you can't talk about anything other than this.
It's heartbreaking.
It is. So what do we think? I think we may have just covered what we think.
Yeah, it's just...
Who do you think started it? Do you think there's any validity that this was an actual government whistleblower in the beginning?
I don't, because the whole thing on 4chan is that you do it for the lulz. Like, you do it, like, for the laughs, like, to basically pull a prank on people and see how far you can get. And this is pretty fucking far. And imagine if you
were... What about the guy, though, who posted the murder stuff?
That guy was a real guy.
Right. But was he doing it for the lulz?
He was doing it for the attention from the other people on the board.
So that could be why this person's doing it,
too.
They
just want attention.
I think they want to create chaos, and I think they did.
Absolutely. If your goal was to create chaos, bravo, sir or madam.
I think, personally, I would think that's why this all got started, just to see
how far you could go.
Yeah, and they went far.
Dude, mess with people.
Yeah, and it's probably turned into something they can't even really wrap their head around anymore.
And I wonder, I mean, now that the FBI has called it a domestic terror threat, if the person that really was behind it is like, well, I don't want to say it was me now.
Yeah.
I'll probably get in trouble.
No, you shouldn't.
I got to go to algebra class on Thursday. I can't get arrested.
Mom's not going to give me the keys to the car if I say I did
so
this.
Mad. But I mean, young people nowadays, which I sound like an elder, but, you know, teenagers are so prolific with the internet and the things that they can create and the movements that they can start. And like I said, if you hack the APA Twitter account, you can move the stock market. So I'm not surprised that you can move a whole chunk of civilization by putting a post on 4chan.
Side note.
What's up?
I would love to be a hacker.
Dude.
I've always said, this is going to sound crazy, I would love to work for Anonymous.
Oh, yeah.
Because I mean, I'm huge. We should do an episode on Anonymous.
Definitely.
But then I'll be like, maybe I do work for Anonymous. I don't, because I don't. I can barely like update my computer. I do not. I can't do any hacking. But wouldn't it be so cool if you could?
Yeah.
I mean, I would use it for good.
For sure.
Like I feel Anonymous does.
Yeah, it definitely. It's the difficult thing, which we need to do an episode on, it is like, who's the arbiter of good? You know, general morality and whatnot. But this, I think, is definitely... has been co-opted by sinister forces. QAnon has been co-opted by sinister forces, whether it was started for the lulz or not. I think
it's become something much bigger than what it probably was intended to be.
That's the problem with the internet. You put something out there and who knows what people do with it. So
you follow those breadcrumbs
and you're going to bake a cake.
Go straight down that rabbit
hole. You're going to make a mud pie.
Yeah. Sinisterhood will always remain free, but if you wish to donate to our Patreon to help offset the cost of making and hosting the show, you can visit sinisterhood.com and click on Patreon in the top right corner. You'll get some sweet perks like Patreon-exclusive content, a Sinisterhood sticker, membership to our exclusive Patreon Facebook group, a special shout-out on the show, and a monthly bonus minisode.
So many of you have been tagging us in pictures of you sporting your sweet Sinisterhood merch. Keep those pictures coming. And if you want to get some cool Sinisterhood swag like t-shirts, mugs, totes, and even clothes for your kiddos, visit sinisterhood.com and click on shop in the top right corner.
The best thing you can do to help us grow is like, review, and subscribe on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please tell a friend who you think would like us to check us out. It means so much to us and really helps small podcasts like us get more exposure.
You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Sinisterhood Pod and like us on Facebook at Sinisterhood. Christy, where are you at on the computer?
I am on Twitter at Christy or GTFO and on Instagram at Christy M. Wallace. Heather?
I'm on Twitter at MCK versus the world and on Instagram at Heather versus the world.
As always, the devil rules the airwaves.
Keep it creepy. Sinisterhood.